Happy Monday! Today is June the 10th, 2019. This is my first official podcast. So, I'm going to discuss my weekend and give you a brief introduction to what you can expect on this podcast. I'm sorry the sound quality is not excellent, as I'm doing this podcast when I'm on my commute. This podcast will be done during my commute, so hence the name, The Commute, Kids, Life, and Tenants, because I am a mom, a wife, and I deal with property management. Yes, I am a landlord, but most of the houses are not my own. I do have a rental house that my father-in-law lives in, personally, but I manage a business office for my boss, who is awesome, but, you know, we have our moments, like everybody. We have about 300 to 400 rental houses of all different calibers. We have rents that range from $400 for, you know, kind of a junky manufactured home, to $2,000 for a very nice home in an upscale city in the southeast. I got recruited for my job in an interesting way. I came to the town because of a tour that my boss was doing of a popular TV show's movie set. So I came on it, I took over his Facebook marketing, and he started begging me to come to work for him. I told him no for a long time because I actually owned my own cleaning business, and I didn't want to work for anyone. And also, most importantly, it was an hour away from where I live. But I started weighing the pros and cons, and I decided, you know, if he would pay me X amount, that I would go and work there. So I went to him and I told him that was expensive, and I told him the amount that I needed, and he went over what I asked for. So that's how I started working there. I knew nothing about property management, nothing at all. So I had to learn everything from laws to leases to evictions, everything I had to learn. So I have been there 6 years next month, so I know quite a bit more than I knew when I started. And overall, I would give my job about a 90 out of 100 for satisfaction rating. I make more than I could make just about anywhere else, and it allows me to work Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 5, but of course I have my commute, so I leave my house no later than 7:30, and I don't get home until 6 o'clock at night. That is the only bummer, but, you know, with a little rain has to come with the sunshine. I am also a wife. I have been with my husband for 7 years this year. He came into my life when my kids were 4 and 5 years old. And he has been their dad, and he just adopted them to be their official dad this year. Their biological dad just got out of prison for the third time. So I'm kind of dealing with that, and my 12-and-a-half-year-old has bipolar and emotional issues, and my 10-year-old has ADHD, and then I have a little toddler who we are potty training and just teaching her about life. She'll be 3 in September, and I have all girls, 3 girls. We are blessed with 3 lovely girls, and we will not be having a 4th girl. So if we were to have another child, it would have to be adopted, and definitely be a male because we have enough females in our house. We have a crazy, goopy, golden doodle dog, two Bengal cats, and, you know, some days our life is absolute chaos, and some days our life is normal, boring, everyday life. With children that have bipolar and ADHD, you never know what you're going to wake up to. And we are just learning how to deal with the bipolar because she just got diagnosed with bipolar. So that is where we're at with that. I will continue this after work. It's going to be a fun Monday for me since it poured rain. I can almost guarantee a couple of things. We're going to have roof leaks. We're going to have basement leaks. And I get to be the one that everybody decides to complain and bitch at because I'm the one that will answer the phone at work. So, have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you after work. Okay, so it is Monday afternoon around 5:30. I'm a little bit frustrated because I tried to record on the microphone that I had bought, and it was really choppy, and I recorded 20 minutes of audio for you guys, and it was all body crapola. So, we did have work orders for all the rain, and it is currently raining, so you may hear the rain, and I'm going to try to avoid to turn my windshield wipers on. But I had left off talking about bipolar, and I wanted to touch on it a little bit more. As I said, my 12-and-a-half-year-old has been diagnosed with bipolar, and we just took her for further testing, which we'll have the results of on the 1st of July, and I will share those when I get them. But based off of her current diagnosis and things that we experienced, so at 3 years old, I took her to the doctor. It was after I left her biological dad, and we had a domestic violence dispute. He didn't beat my ass, but he did enough to go to jail. So he went to jail, and it was done in front of my then 3-year-old. And so I left, and I never looked back, and you should never put up with it if you're in that situation and you can safely leave with your children. He went to prison shortly after for distributing drugs and sawed off shotgun, and he spent several years there, that time period. But I took her to the doctor, and they said, based off of her freaking out if we had anything that changed, her routine, it would be sort of completely thrown off if we did anything differently every day. They said that she had post-traumatic stress disorder and sent me on my way. So, fast forward till she was about 8 years old, we were having episodes, and when she would have an episode, it would be hours long. It would be, she was the Energizer Bunny when she was having one of these episodes. It would be exhausting. And so I took her to the psychologist, and that psychologist diagnosed her with oppositional defiance disorder and basically told me, you know, she just needs therapy. And she was such a lovely child. She always told me how lovely she was. And she is, in fact, lovely, but she has problems, and she pretty much only displays her problems to us at home. She takes it out on her family. So we stopped seeing that psychologist because nothing was helping, and on days that she went, it was worse. Fast forward a couple of years after, and we started dealing with, she was having a lot of issues at school. She was saying that she was bullied, she was saying that she wanted to kill herself because of it, and we just started having a really, really, really tough time. So at that point, we took her to a psychiatrist, who said that she had clinical depression, and they dispersed Prozac to her, and this actually threw her into what we now know was a mania episode, and she wound up hospitalized in November, still was undiagnosed with bipolar, and they changed her medication from Prozac to Zoloft. And then we wound up back in the hospital in January for attempted suicide via overdose of her medication. And then when she went back in February, and every time she would go back, they would change her medicine. And it was a different doctor in the hospital versus the psychiatrist she was seeing. At one point, she said she was seeing people that weren't there. And just things got completely out of control. She went back again in February, and they started her on Effexor, which is the one she actually takes is venlafaxine, but it's the Effexor generic, I guess. So since the Effexor, we don't have any more suicidal ideation, which is good, and the bullying in school either stopped or her perception of the bullying is no longer being perceived that they're bullying. So she is very smart. She is in the magnet program at her school. And she's very sweet when she's having a good day. People cannot imagine what she does to me and my husband and her 10-year-old sister. She can be quite abusive to her younger siblings. I had to call the cops on her one day because she threatened to knock my 2-year-old down the stairs. So I had the cops come and have a conversation with her. And then I went to the doctor for myself and got diagnosed with anxiety and depression and told them that I didn't even want to be home. I just wanted to go to the gym all the time and go to work, and I didn't want to be around her, and that I had said some pretty shitty things during an episode to her, things that I'm not proud that I said. So they prescribed me with some medication and called me and had me bring her back in. When when we brought her back in, they finally diagnosed her with bipolar. And after joining groups on Facebook for parents of bipolar children, I know that that's what she has. I read the book, which I recommend if you think your child has or they have been diagnosed. The Bipolar Child is an excellent source. I highlighted my book and I bookmarked all the things that match her. And it was so eye-opening and amazing to read. To understand this basically mental disorder as, you know, when they have these episodes, it's almost like a seizure of their emotions. And to understand that you can't help this was a realization that I needed to have, and now it's much easier to parent her. So we have worked through it. Her medications are now the Effexor once a day, and she's on Trileptal twice a day, and that has helped amazingly. We have grown leaps and bounds with these medications and her behaviors. So that's really all for now about that. But we'll be discussing when we have episodes, what works, what doesn't work.
What works, what doesn't work, and also just about life in general. Sorry, I kind of messed up the end. It cut me off, and now I am wrapping up. Hope you guys have a good week, and I'm not sure if I'll record again this week, but if I do, we'll see ya.